Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had a dream become a reality? Have you ever seen the impossible become possible? Well, now we know the truth.
That was Fifth Harmony with Anything Could Happen. It's Trending Tuesdays. We got an amazing show for you guys today. We're still waiting for Diamond to call in, but she should be with us momentarily. Today's show is, we're doing a special here on Trending Tuesdays about the phenomena that is music competition shows. We're going to have a game with us a little later on. But while we wait for our co-host to step in, why don't we get into a song by a friend of someone who was a judge on a reality show. This is Beyonce with Crazy in Love. And as we all know, she was in a group with Kelly Rowland, Destiny's Child, and Kelly Rowland was on the third season of X Factor as a judge. So here we go. This is Beyonce with Crazy in Love.
Oh, me to try to explain. How I'm feeling and my pride is the one to blame. Yeah. Cause yeah. I know I don't understand. Just how you love and doing no one else.
Apparently, we were just trying to call in our co-host right there. As you can hear, and for some reason, we're getting these weird responses failed or not answered. We're going to get into one song, more song, and if we can't connect with her by the end of this song, we're just going to proceed with the show without her. For today. So, we were supposed to have, just to let you guys know, we were supposed to have a few guests here today. We were supposed, besides for us talking, besides for Diamonds talking to me about reality competition shows and what's to come, we were supposed to be speaking with three other individuals, one of which confirmed and is going to be on the show with us later today. Another one who is really close to us was going to talk to us about video auditioning with her group, and hopefully we'll speak to her more on our Free Fridays about that. Another one was a no-show on response. But here's another song by, it is a song by someone who is very much involved with two out of the three seasons of X Factor USA. This is Demi Lovato with Skyscraper.
Skies are crying, I'm watching, catching teardrops in my hands. Only silence as it's ending, like we never had a chance. Do you have to make me feel like there's nothing left of me? You can take everything I have, you can break everything I am, like I'm made of glass, like I'm made of paper. Go on and try to tear me down, I will be rising from the ground, like a skyscraper, like a skyscraper.
Like a skyscraper.
That was Demi Lovato with Skyscraper. We're about to call in our guest momentarily. So just hang on tight and we'll be talking to our very special guest here on Big Stats Idle Hour. And while we get our guest on the line with us, how about a song from a contestant who was on the first season of The X Factor? Is Ash with his Jump Rump Shaker medley.
Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2. Check, baby, check, baby, 1. Don't try to compare me to a modern day MC. I'm the kid proofing that Ron pays. I'm like Ice T. I make a pop heads every time I kick a flow. All you gotta do is give me the mic and I'm ready to go. They call me Stro if you didn't know. They told me that I should have been a piece of me because I'm out my dough. The new generation of rap is kinda whack. So right about now, I'm taking it, taking it, taking it back. I switch flows up 24/7, won't stop. Tell me, label me a legend. And no matter how much they hate, they can't touch this. I always keep the crowd jumping. Jump, jump, Astro will make you jump, jump. The X Factor make you jump, jump. Brooklyn to make you jump, jump.
We're seeming to have some technical difficulties here, and I'm not exactly sure how to explain this. Something seems to be going on with our phone lines, so we're going to, I'm about to run a test right now, but here is Rihanna with Pour It Up.
Throw it up, throw it up. Watch it all fall out. Pour it up, pour it up. Let's throw it ball out. Throw it up, throw it up. Watch it all fall out. Pour it up, pour it up. That's how we ball out. Strip clubs and dollar bills. So got my money. Drone shots, gonna get a refill. Strippers going up and down that pole. Still got my money. 4 o'clock and we ain't going home. Still got my money. Money makes the world go round. Still got my money.
from the sky. Throw it up, watch it all fall out. Blow it up, that's how we ball out. Throw it up, watch it all fall out. Blow it up, that's how we ball out. 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 Ballet costs $100 bills.
I still got my money.
Gold all up in my grill.
I still got my money.
Who cares how you hate it feel?
I still got my money.
Call Jay up and go to jail.
I still got my money.
My fragrance on and they love my smell.
I still got my money.
So who cares about what I spend?
I still got my money.
My pockets deep and they never end.
I still got my money.
I'm going dumb with all my friends. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out.
That was Rihanna with Pour It Up. And we're going to try again to see what's going on here with the phone lines. So just hold on momentarily. All right. So it is working for a call-in. So here we go. I'm going to play one more song, and then I will send a text message to our guest to call into the station. The next song we shall play is Rihanna's Nobody's Business.
You're always be mine, sing it to the world. Always be my boy, I'll always be your girl. Nobody's business, ain't nobody's business.
affection. Every touch becomes infectious. Let's make out in this Lexus. There's no other love just like this. I like with you, I wonder, can we become love persona?
You'll always be the one that I wanna come home to, girl. Let me love you and show you how special you are. I wanna be your baby. You'll always be my baby. Tell me what you want.
Sing it to the world. Baby, give me some.
Give me some.
You gon' be my girl.
My girl.
I wanna make you mine. And it ain't nobody's business. It ain't nobody's business. And I wanna make you mine. And it ain't nobody's business. It ain't nobody's business. It ain't nobody's business. It ain't nobody's business. Just mine and my baby.
Nobody's Business featuring Chris Brown. We're sorry that it's taking a little longer to get into the course of the show than we anticipated. But we're going to toss it to one more song after we try once more on this dialing a guest. Next up, we have Ruby with Tempted to Touch.
Yo, to all the ladies in this town,
each and every princess.
Yeah.
Hey!
was Rippy with Tempted to Touch. We're going to get one more song out there for you guys. This is Akon with Locked Up. That was Akon with Locked Up. Here is Beyonce with Love on Top.
Stars all the way from here. Can't you see?
that, that was Beyonce with Love on Top. And we got a caller in here who knows a little bit something about auditioning in front of one of Beyonce's close friends. All right, Brianna, come on in.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So today we're talking about reality competition show, and this is going to be a little bit more interesting than we had previously discussed because it's going to be a one-on-one exclusive with you and me, which makes it even more interesting because we both have the prior experience of going through the process of a reality competition show. I've been very open on with the face about how the process was for me, but why don't you tell a bit about the backstory and the process with auditioning for season 3 of The X Factor?
Well, the process was first seeing it on TV and then waiting and researching when your auditions are. And then you have to wait until the audition comes, figure out the rules and what songs you're allowed to do. That's the fun part. Since I did an original song, I had to make sure everything was copywritten because you never know if you're going to have that chance to be on TV so nobody can steal your song. So I had to go through all that process. And then when you finally wait in line, that takes forever. There's probably about 5 to 6 rounds before you even get to get on TV. And making it through those rounds is absolutely amazing. Like, they're a great accomplishment. And then when it's all over and you don't make it, you kind of forget all those great accomplishments you just made. But I would say it's probably about a 4 to 5 month process of audition, of waiting. So,
right. Into the primary season, I know that there was the between, which is very different from American Idol because they actually audition in the actual room that you see on TV with for the producer's
mm-hmm.
audition. And I know that with X Factor, they give you, like, that, like, 90-day, what was it, 90-day waiting period?
Yeah, it was 90 days. But talking to other people that made it to the live audition as well, they didn't, so I got a call right away. I got the call, like, within a month after audition. Talking to other people that got to go to the live auditions, they got a call like a week before, 3 days before the audition, so they had no time to even get ready for their audition. So I thought I was pretty lucky, but even though we had all that time, it was still a pain in the butt since we were a duet and we were doing our own original song and getting them approved by them. And we were trying to do other people's songs, so they wanted you to have 3 songs, and that was a pain in the butt. And we finally just said, screw it. We're just going to do one song because we're just going to do one song every round. If we make it to the next round, we're going to do the same exact song because it was so hard of all the copywritten rules to do someone else's song. It was just a pain in the butt process. Like, someone needed to sit down and walk you through it, and nobody did. You just had to figure it out by yourself, and that was the hardest part, I think. So if we weren't doing our own original song, I don't even know what song we would have done.
Right. I know that when I did my audition back in season 10, the crew members, because I guess they wanted us all to celebrate the fact that Jennifer Lopez was one of the new judges at that time, they
mm-hmm.
were each assigning us segments of the song Jenny from the Block. And,
oh, my goodness.
And the segment that my group was supposed to do was the rap sing part, and so I was asked to do that for the judges' audition, and I wasn't even planning on doing that for the actual judges, but,
yeah.
You know, because when I auditioned, I had this rap intro, and, you know, sort of, you know, and I'm not at X Factor, you can have your own beat, but that, I'm personally more of a fan of those shows that allow you to have a beat in the background.
Hmm.
Versus,
what I noticed too, when, because we're not really allowed to watch anyone else audition, since X Factor has like the live audience, which is really cool. But if you ask to go to the restroom, you can see the stage and you can see people perform. The disadvantage of having the music is that the stage people don't set up everything properly, and the music can bounce back, so you're not even on beat with your music. It's horrible, and that's your one chance. So I've seen auditions like that, and they pretty much just make them turn off the music and do it a cappella, because the whole music in the background. So imagine if that was your one shot, and it's not even your fault, you know? So there's a disadvantage, too, with the music, but I know, wasn't that X Factor's last season, because The Voice is doing, like, amazing now?
I don't know what you've been, how you, speaking about other reality competition shows, I don't know if you've been following some of the other ones, but what do you think about with the premiere last Sunday of Rising Star?
I really wanted to watch it. I didn't get to see it. But if they're allowed to do, like, their own music, then I would totally do it by myself. As a solo artist.
Well, that
but I don't know.
Actually was a question I was going to ask you later, is would you ever consider going on to another show?
I would, because since I have now the knowledge of what to expect out of a TV show, like, everyone warns you, like, oh, it's going to change. Not going to change you, but when you get on camera, you literally turn into a character. You turn into somebody else. They hype you up before you get on TV. Like, they want you to be super cocky. So when you watch American Idol, for example, that's just what American Idol is known for, and that's why, like, everyone loves watching the auditions, because you see these horrible people auditioning, and they're like, yeah, I'm going to make it. I've been singing all my life. Like, they make you say that stuff, and you don't even realize that you're doing that. You know what I mean?
Oh, right. I mean, when I was on American Idol, they wanted me to ham certain things up, so I came up with, so there's this one scene where I'm on the phone, and I'm really doing, like, the skip, pretending like I'm on my iPhone, saying that we got to lock, because at the time I had this compilation album, because I got distribution rights on some of my cousin's music. I have my own independent mom and pop music label, and we did a compilation album, and he happened to be fortunate enough to record with Chaka Khan. So I'm on there hyping it up, and I'm like, back in Chaka Khan for the story to tell to her. And that whole thing was fake. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, sometimes they ask you to do little skits here and there to just hype up your story a little bit.
Mm. Oh, yeah, they really, really try to hype up my story. Since I did it with my ex-fiance, they try to interview us apart, and luckily they didn't really air any of the stuff that, I don't know what he said, but I try to go around the questions. But they were trying to get us to go say that if we made it onto the show, we would get back together. And this season, on the last season, the people that won were a couple, so they wanted couples on the show. So imagine if me and him would have made it. It would have been a couple together that's all in love and a couple that's not together. You know what I mean? So it would have been funny.
Getting to your song, we've actually played it a few times here on the station, and it's gotten some positive responses.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us about the backstory of this song, Ask Me to Dance.
Okay, well, the backstory to this song is I'm a very voluptuous woman, so I have a large bottom. And every time I go to a club or go out dancing with my girlfriends, I'm pretty sure every girl can relate to this. You'll be dancing with your girlfriends, and guys will come up to you, and they'll literally, like, come and rub their junk on you. And you're like, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing? Like, you did not ask me to dance. Like, get the hell off me. So since my ex-fiancé was a music producer, he made beats all the time, and he made me a mixtape. And I used to drive all the time for work. And so I was messing around in my car, listening to the beat, and I just started rapping and messing around, and then I made the song, and I'm like, oh my god, this is so catchy, and I just started writing it down, and then when I got home, I showed him, he was like, dude, this is really good, and I'm like, really? Let's like, finish the song then, and that's what we did. So he helped me with the chorus a little bit, and then I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to be on this song by myself, you need to be in it. So, that's how really all came about.
I'm going to let you have the honors of introducing this song to our listeners.
Aw, what song? What song am I introducing?
Your song.
My song? Okay. This is Ask Me to Dance by Brianna featuring Secondhand High.
Here it is.
Let me introduce you to Secondhand High. This one goes out to all my ladies. You know what I'm talking about, right? It's funny how you see me with another dude. You don't know how to act, so you acting like a fool. Hey, you better ask me to dance. I said you better ask me to dance. Ask me to dance. I put one more sucker in this place. Coming up behind me, put his hands in my waist.
Secondhand high, yeah, you know I play through. ask him to dance. Yeah, just ask him to dance.
Alright, that was Brianna featuring Secondhand High with Ask Me to Dance. Now, as I mentioned to you earlier one-on-one, I was actually in the audience to actually see you perform this. I saw the whole crowd go wild. But what I want to know is, I mean, I know how I reacted when I saw the judges do their interpretation with that music video at the end of the show. But when you first saw that, what was your initial reaction?
Honestly, I loved it. Mockery is the best of is honestly flattery. So if someone's mocking you, that means they actually like what you did, even though it looks like they're hating on me. It's a really catchy song. So I really like what they did. No one in any of the music competition history has they done that for anyone else.
Right.
So I think it's awesome. Everyone's like, they're mocking you and making it all negative. I'm like, that's awesome. I'm like, Simon Cowell and his producers and all of them, they made him do that. And it was such a good idea. And look, that was like the best episode. They ended it perfectly.
Right, and it's definitely good to be a trendsetter. It's who knows? Maybe you started a trend with that. I know that on my show, I was the first person to ever attempt to bring hip hop to American Idol, and since then, I've seen like them try to push a little bit. Bits of hip hop here and there. They haven't had a full fledged contestant yet. I mean, and I think the closest that they've come to fully accepting hip hop 100% on American Idol is when they had Nicki Minaj as a judge. But
that was awful. Sorry, that's just my opinion. I love Nicki Minaj, but that made me not like her as a person. Than as an artist. Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today here on Big Stats Idol Hour. We'll definitely be talking more.
Right, no problem.
And I want to remind our listeners that if they want to check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idol Hour, they can do that either at BigStatsIdolHour.com or going to my personal website, MSFPInc.com. That's MSFPINC.com, where they can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idol Hour, hear music by my group, the MSFP Crew, music that I produce, see all the projects I'm involved with, find out about the MSFP studios and the MSFP label, and well, they're right there at MSFPInc.com. That's MSFPINC.com. We're starting a foundation, the Big Stats Cares Foundation. The Big Stats Cares Foundation is going to be a foundation that benefits special needs children through music education. So while you're there at MSFPINC.com, scroll to the bottom, look for that beautiful little yellow donate button, open up your hearts and give, and you can be part of creating this foundation. I'd like to thank our guest, Brianna, for joining us today. And we'll see you guys next time here on Big Stats Idol Hour. Peace.